Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Friday Happy Hour. This is your host, Leonard. How's everybody doing? Well, I tell you, it's time to let your hair hang down or off and enjoy yourself. It's Friday and the last day of June. It's June 30th. Let's laugh and be crazy and enjoy. All right, my peeps, let's do the darn thing. The website is theessenceofsuccess.net. And if you want to, I'm also a psychic, so if you want to come in on the YouTube channel, it's The Essence of Success, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6 p.m. Daylight Saving Time, and it's The Essence of Success Network. All right, thank you for supporting and joining the show. And my co-host is Sheha Spears, so let me start bringing everybody in. First up, hello, Jessica J. How you doing?
Hi.
That's good. And my co-host, Sheha Spirit. Hello, Sheha.
Hello. Hi, Jessica.
How you doing?
How are
you,
all
right.
Sheha?
Next up is my Christina. Hello, Christina.
Hi.
Hi, Christina. Christina.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
And then, of
Jessica
course, without a doubt, Wilhelmina.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Love y'all.
Love you,
Miss
Wilhelmina.
Hi, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm telling you, y'all might be a little upset with me. I had questions rolled down because Sheha had called me and also suggested something to talk about. And I had some more questions rolled down. Well, y'all, today I was running around and I was writing notes. I pulled pieces of paper off my little tablet and I threw it away. By accident.
Oh, no.
So I am so sorry. I apologize because I was prepared. I will tell you this, so I did remember the full moon is the third, which is, what, Monday? Because I think the fourth is on Tuesday this year.
Correct.
Yeah. Is that right? One, two,
yeah.
Three, four.
Right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the full moon is July 3rd, so just to let y'all know. Okay, so since I am not prepared because I accidentally threw my shit away, it's open. Y'all, whatever you want to discuss,
okay.
I don't air, bring it up. Sheha, if you remember your question, bring it up. I don't know, but whatever y'all want to talk about, I'm open.
Let's have an open mic. Let's close, y'all.
Okay, open mic. Hello, whatever y'all want to talk about, bring it up. We'll get into
okay.
it.
Okay. This is Christina here. And I know that you people, there's a lot of intuitives in here. Are there really fairies and elves?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Almost, yes. Yes.
The elves you would see more up in the woods type of area, wooded area. But fairies can be around you every day. You know, fairies are pranksters.
Yes, they are.
I mean,
yes,
I'm not saying
there
can't be some bad fairies now, but on the whole, I'd say 95% of them, they're good. Fairies are good. They just like to prank you and have fun with you.
Yeah, because I have to tell them sometime, okay, now time out.
Yeah, me too.
Stop hiding yourself.
Yeah,
I know. Sometimes I need to lay some keys down, and they don't be there when I get back, and then all of a sudden they're somewhere else. I said, you know, y'all, I ain't playing today.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, now time out.
Yeah.
Oh, so they really are around us, and then they be pranking us and having fun with us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're also
they don't mean no harm. They don't mean no harm.
But they also find stuff. I send them out to find things, too, and they do. I tell Alina sometimes about, you know, they have found something for me because I don't know where I put it. I don't know where to look. And then all of a sudden it ends up in a place they know I'm going to see it. And I look there 1,000 times. So they do find stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know that I had lost something. I didn't remember where I put it. So I said, Granddaddy, can you please help me find what I'm looking for? I don't know where I put it. And you know what? Came around and showed me and put in my mind and my thoughts. That's where it was at.
Okay. All right.
He's a fairy, though. I mean, you know.
No, but that's okay. Spirits will talk to you, too. What? Ain't nothing wrong with
true.
That. Look here,
yeah,
Miss Neptune.
And
Hirsch.
Yeah.
Hey.
Welcome in, Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello, everybody.
Hey,
Deborah. All right, go, Miss Willoughby. This will be a talk about something.
Oh, I was just saying about, you know, I got in the habit of when I lose something or I forget where I put something, so I ask my ancestors or my granddaddy or somebody that I know that is real close to me, I ask them, please help me find it, and I found it.
Yes, that's good.
So now I'd like to know if you guys can actually see them.
But I usually say, Lord, please tell me where I put this, and sometimes I'll find it. He'll guide me.
Yeah, that's good, too. That works.
Yeah, but remember the angels love going to work for
you,
and your ancestors, it just makes them happy to come forward, too. So, yeah, please ask them. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, the fairies are like little baby angels, little cherubim. But, I mean, you know, something that's serious to you, sure, go to your ancestors. Why not? They'd be more than glad to help you. Sure. And the angels love going to work for us, so.
But can you guys actually see the fairies and elves? I want to know if you guys can actually see the fairies and elves.
I can sense them. I can feel their presence when they're around me, but I don't actually visually see them. I don't know. What about you, Sheha?
I don't see them. No, I don't see them, but I do. At the corner of my eye sometimes, it's just like a little child or something. It's there because I see a little ones also. But, you know, it's that because when they come around, to me, it's high energy. It's high energy. You just know that child spirit is different perhaps than one that you may know has crossed over. That fairy child spirit is so strong, and you can kind of discern the difference. Now that's for me. Now, I don't know about anybody.
Yeah. Oh. You know me, they just like to pop up and be little comedians. Yeah. I'm kind of more on the theme with Miss Wilhelmina. If it's something serious, let me call it. My ancestors help me. You know, for me, it'd be my dad. I would call him.
For me. And you know me, Lennon, it's me and my dad. You know, I love talking to my dad, so, you know, that's my number one go-to.
Yeah.
Well, my mother,
I don't want to discount that because that's important, too, very much so.
Sure is.
Yeah, my mom, my mother, she comes into my dreams a lot.
Yes.
You know, since she passed,
mm-hmm.
I always see her in my dreams.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
But most of the time, she's smiling, so.
Well, I'm curious about how do the spirits approach y'all, because for me, it's cool air. Either that or I'll feel a warmth, like a mother holding her child. But normally, I'll feel like a cool breeze, and I'll ask who it is. What you want? What you here for?
Well,
I don't have fear.
Well,
I don't have fear of spirits. I have fear of the living. I don't fear spirits.
Well, I don't really know if they're present, when they're present, you know. So.
Yes.
Go ahead, Deborah.
Sometimes I hear a thump at my door. I don't know what that is. Maybe that's, you know,
this one.
Someone's
a spirit.
It is. You're right. She has a spirit.
I don't know why.
I
hear this thump in my door, and I'm like, there's nothing out there, and there's no trees around to hit it.
Yeah, it's a spirit.
I know sometimes I'll get cold, and I get cold. I say, this shouldn't be this cold in here. And then, you know, I hear, like, maybe a tap or a knock or something in the ceiling might seem like a piece of wood break or something. I said, I'm just going to sit here and listen if anything. Anybody want to tell me something, I'll know they'll try to maybe put it in my thought and maybe I can concentrate and listen and see can I get something out of that.
Well, Ms. Wilhelmina, just always tell them when you feel that, say, I'm ready to receive. What is it? Well, I know you're ready to receive. That's all. And then, you know, focus yourself that you hear it within your mind, your brain, your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings. Yeah, but just tell them I'm ready to receive, because sometimes they do have information for us, but we cut them off. Why? Because of fear.
Yeah, I'm not.
You know, we don't know what it is,
and
so we cut them off.
They're
like, girl, I was trying to tell you to play the lotto, and you told me to shut up.
Please help me play that lotto number.
Well, I hope they come to me clearly when they tell me to play the lotto and win some money. Because I don't want to tell them to.
And you know what? They have came to you, and if you play the cash 3 or the 4 or lottery, sometimes I have. I used to win all the time until one day I thought I had won, but I didn't, and I just stopped. My luck had ran out, and I kept wondering why. But I used to win cash 3. Every time I turned around, I was winning. But somehow something happened. I don't know what I did, but I stopped. My stroke of luck
stopped.
Because
you stopped.
You know what?
Well, yeah, stopped you to see what you were going to do, and you didn't continue no more. You stopped. Totally.
I didn't. I sure didn't.
You just like that spirit trying to get in touch with you, and you just, nope, okay. Oh, well, I lost today. I ain't going back no more.
Really? How do you know you might win next week, next 3 days?
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm a sore loser.
Yeah.
I don't like losing no money like that. So I'm not really a gambler.
You only pay what you can afford.
I feel that energy so strong, and when I just know they're around, they make their presence known. It's just like somebody. Okay, everyone has had the experience. They know that somebody's looking at them or standing beside them. You know that type of feeling. That's a strong energy there. I was telling Lynn today. They came through last night, standing and touching me and stuff. And I said lay there and asked them. No, I welcome them in because they are not stubborn when they come around me. I can just feel them, you know.
How they touch you, Shingha? When they touch you, how you feel?
It's like a feather. Like somebody is softly brushing you. You know, like they may have, someone is rubbing a feather or anything, like a feather dust or something. It's really, really light, but you can feel it, you know. And I just feel the energy when they're around.
Like a little fan. Like a little fan.
Yeah,
you're real
connected. Like somebody's blowing on you, like a... Yeah.
Well, I don't really get the breeze. That's what I'm saying. There's no, like Lynn, it's literally get a breeze, but I feel the energy to me. You know, when they close to me, it's just like they just reaching out, touching me.
Maybe I'm just ignoring them. I've had Christmas stuff. I'm gonna start trying to tune in more.
We need to learn how to tune in more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
tune in more, and also
discern.
Learn how to discern spirits as well.
That's what you gotta do.
Do you guys see them? Has anyone seen a member, a family member, physically, or
some
out
people get
the
aberration? Sure.
I have an aberration like that where they see them in full body.
When I have my dreams of my mom, I swear it feels like it's real. I mean, like she's
That's real. That feels real when they come in the dreams. But physically, no, I don't see them. I can't look. I can feel one standing beside me, but I can't see them. But I can feel them. But in my dreams, oh, they're there. They real life. It's real life stuff. Then you know, it is.
I wonder how. When they come in your dreams, how does that work when they come in your dreams? Do they know you're asleep and they're like, okay, I'm going to go make a scenario in that person's dream to show them that I'm okay? Because, I have dreams of loved ones, too, and it's like, a situation, we could be in a car or outside or a country field or something of that nature, or I'll see them standing there not saying nothing, and, they look peaceful, confirmation.
Yeah, it just depends on, I have dreams of my mom all the time. It could be a situation I'm going through, and she might just show up in the dream, whatever I'm having,
Yes.
There
yes.
by my side,
yeah.
Not really talking so much, but wanted me to do something, It depends on what you're going through, I think, is when my mom appears.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that was someone else talking.
All right, well, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, whoever it was. Mm-hmm.
I can say that when I dream from years ago, and when things came true and into life, I went back to that dream. Oh, my goodness, I dreamed this dream. And, you know, I've dreamed a lot of dreams, and most of my dreams has come true. And
deja vu. Deja vu.
Years later, I haven't had one like a day old, maybe a week old, but that's the shortest I've had a dream, and then it came true. But my other dreams was like years later. This is going to happen, and you're going to see. And I don't know what it be, but I be paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people are scared of you talking to them. But I couldn't talk to nobody. I couldn't talk to nobody on my level that could talk to me like I want to talk about it, but except for my husband, he'll listen. But he's really a Christian, and he's not like a spiritual person. He's trying to be that, because I've been trying to teach it.
Of course.
But about the things that, you know, he needs to know, and he's teaching me about the things I need to know. But, yeah, my dreams, most of my dreams have came true.
Well, if it's a warning for me, I can give it a 48 to 72 hours, right, Lynn? If it's a warning, because I've told Lennox about it, but if it's a warning for me, chances are it's at least 48 or 72 hours away, because mine is just that vivid. If it's a warning now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've dreamt a lot. Several times a close friend of mine, a family member passing. Now, a family member of hers passed, but it wasn't the person that I dreamt of. But it was so real, I had to call her and tell her about it. And then about 2 weeks later, she calls and tells me that person, a family member passed in her family. So I was like, oh, that's scary. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But
do you believe
I've
that
done
you're
that more than once.
This is for everybody. Before anything happens to you, don't you think that you're pre-warned? Now, whether you address that or not is up to you. Don't you think you're pre-warned for anything happens?
Huh?
Do you think that you're pre-warned before anything happens, especially like something drastic or sad in your life, or like you say, seeing someone that's going to take their wings? But also, as well as that, you're pre-warned about something that's going to make you extremely happy. You don't know what it is, but you're just going to be tickle pink.
Yes. I had a strange thing happen. When I was still working, and I worked in the medical field, and I had a cart full of different instruments, and the cart was kind of wobbly, and there were sharp instruments on this cart, and I was taking it through the hallway, and then all of a sudden, in my ear, I hear fall to the right, and then I was actually falling. It was like a man's voice, fall to the right, and if I wouldn't have gone to the right, I would have been on top of all these instruments.
Oh, wow.
The wheel collapsed on the cart. And so the cart went over one way, and I fell to the right without even realizing what was happening. But the voice said, fall to the right.
Mm-hmm. That was your angel. Mm-hmm. That was your angel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's one time when I really heard the voice loud and clear. Ordinarily, I just, you know, like I'll feel, like Sheha said, somebody touching you or blowing on me. And sometimes the change in temperature. But, Lennox, is there a way that we can tune in better?
I love that.
Yeah. You know, I was telling someone yesterday about focus. I think that was Stephanie. If you focus and let the ego go. Number one, you got to let the ego go. But also, when you focus, don't let outside distractions into their ear. So,
and relax.
You say you're focusing on your grandmother or your mom or something that's passed, and you'd like to, you know, what's going on or blah, blah. Have you seen this person or that person? Focus. Don't let anything on the outside of that focus. And all you see is her, all you hear is her, all you know is her, all it is her. And all of a sudden, boom, you'll get answers in your mind. You
like, oh, yeah, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I was just scared now, but I just wanted to check it. You know, so it's real simple. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And empathy, I'm a very empathetic person, but empathy is the person that they feel what you feel. You know, if this was bad, I would know before I call you. I would call you and say, what's up? And you're like, damn, why mm-hmm. like I can already mm-hmm. feel it. I know something's going on.
Yeah.
You don't feel right. Yeah, oh, I can tell by a person's voice when I talk to a person on the phone. If they, even if it's a client, if they don't sound right, I say, what's going to happen? And they're like, well, mm-hmm. wait a minute. Like, how do you know that? And I say, I can feel it. I can feel that something mm-hmm. is not right. You know,
that's
let's
right.
talk about it. Whatever. So I have that. I have the gift to see, you know, the vision. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, even when I'm concentrating for you guys on the show, I can get a running take, like a video in front of my eyes. I wish I could share that.
Wow.
You can see what I see, but it's like a running video. So when I tell people sometimes, I say, well, I see this or that, because, you know, I'll go back to the angels. Give me clarity. I don't understand. I don't understand what you're telling me.
I hate you, Leonard. My vision is not that clear, and I told you, I hate that you can see stuff like that.
Yours
is so clear, though, Leonard. Yours is so clear. I can see, I can close my eyes and get visions, but they're not clear enough. You know, they don't, mine is not clear. Now, some things, sometimes I can get color, like Leonard's, like you're watching TV or something. But, see, Lynn can go from person to person and zoom in. Like, it don't take but a nanosecond. See, that's where I want to get to because I'm not there yet.
Sometimes I don't always understand. I'd be curious mm-hmm. just like y'all with the response. Mm-hmm. You know, but what I do, I match my soul to your soul. So when I ask,
mm-hmm.
I'm in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Show me what you want.
That's right. That's
I'm
right.
asking for you, but I'm with you. We are as one.
You're one. That's right. That's right. You're married with me. That's right.
So that's why. That's why sometimes, you know, people will come on the show and they'll leave, y'all. They won't come back because I've been in here.
Oh, wow.
I need to hit that nerve and then be like, answer, I ain't going back on that show.
Maybe you shouldn't have told us that. Maybe you shouldn't have told
yeah,
us that.
Yeah, you know, oh, God. I tell y'all, when I was growing up, I tell my brother, I'm the youngest, and I would tell them little things, you know, that's going to happen in their life or their girlfriend. They'd tell, oh, go, you know, they'd pat me on the top of the head, go somewhere and sit down. And then when it would come to pass, they'd tell mother and daddy, is she a dog crazy?
Ladies, and I want to say this too. We all get messages. We just got to know how to discern.
Most definitely.
We got to know how to discern. We got to know how to discern our messages from our angels, our spirit guides, the angels.
Yeah.
So we have to know how to discern those messages. But my technique now is that I have noticed that when the angels or something is talking to me, it's very clear. There's no misunderstanding about it. And see, and that's the thing. We all get messages. What we have to do is listen and discern what we're getting. Right, Linus? Because
and I always say, are you here for the good? Because if you ain't here for the good, you tell them you're not accepted here. Leave.
That's right. I had a spirit to come through one night, and I was telling Linus about it. I mean, it's like, you're not taking over me. The spirit was so strong and came through like a whirlwind. Like, no, you're not gonna put me to sleep. I got to know what you're up to. I'm not going, okay? I'm not going. I'm not. You're just taking over me. And, you know, if you don't get out of here with that, I called you, right, Linus? Did I tell you about it, Lynn? Because no.
And that's what
that's
you have to do. You talk to them just like another human is in front of you. When you feel
that's unacceptable.
I don't
want
to say a
that.
Demon, but a negative spirit. You talk to them just like, what
it's
you
negative.
Doing?
get the hell up out of here. You ain't starting yet today. Go to somebody else's house.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you look. No, you ain't coming up in here with that. No, just get on. You get on with that because I need to know why you're here. You are not taking me over. You ain't not going to do it.
I'm going to tell y'all something. When you're in a real deep depression or you're quite angry, extremely angry, you bring in the negative energy.
Sure do.
You have to be able to get upset and be angry. I'm not saying don't, because that's your prerogative to do that. But when you do, you know, I tell people on the show, count to 10. Calm that stuff down. Don't let those negative and toxic energies come in. Don't let your ego overcompensate for how you feel emotionally.
Yeah.
So, you know, you like, I'm pissed off, I'm mad. You know, I had y'all laughing because I was saying you and she, I was like, I ain't forgiving shit, you know. But she laughed at that. But deep down in your heart, no, it wasn't funny at the time you experienced that. And I understand it.
Yeah.
I just need to laugh about it to bring it up to the positive.
Ladies, I ask God to forgive me to not be able to forgive, okay? Forgive me, God.
Hey,
that's
understandable.
I
can get angry sometimes, and especially with my neighbors, and I have to quiet myself down and say, you know what, I got to stop this.
I can't let them get next to me. I can't let them get next to me like that. And, you know, I just have to have a conversation with myself, you know. But let me ask you, ladies, this. What do y'all feel about mirrors? I would not have a mirror in my bedroom. I have a dresser, but I took the mirror down.
Oh, I have one in mine.
I
have a mirror on my dresser. So,
but see, I can't do that because I would see visions in that mirror.
See,
I can't do that.
I hardly look in that mirror. I do have mirrors in in my room, but on my dresser, I hardly ever look in that mirror.
Sometimes,
the mirrors I do look in is like in the vanity, my vanity. There's a mirror, wall to wall mirror.
Sure is. But sometimes I won't go in my bathroom because I know it's something there that I'm not interested in that. I just don't look at it or something like that. But like when I'm washing my face over the sink or something, when you raise your face up to use your face towel, because I already feel something standing behind me. You know what I'm saying? I already feel it.
No, I don't feel that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies.
Me.
Okay.
I mean,
all right. They won't let me see them. They won't let me see them anymore. But I can tell them back there because when I raise up or something, or if I'm looking in the mirror or something, okay, I know somebody's there, but I don't see them. That's why I'm a little shy about mirrors.
I don't have a problem with mirrors. What I have seen, though, is my mom's image. Well, I guess as I get older, I'm looking like her. So sometimes if I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, my God, it kind of startles me because I feel like I'm looking at my mother, you know.
Yes.
The only difference is our complexion, but still, I don't see that more so. I just see the features, you know. Whereas, you know, when I was younger, I didn't look like her, but it's like I see her image in myself now.
Yeah.
So sometimes that startles me, but then other times I'm like, you know, I just like, hi, mom, you know.
Yeah. Well, I used to see, when I think about one of my brothers that was next to me passed over, and I used to see him in real life. I would see a person that would give me the exact profile of my brother off of distance or something. I could never get close to him or anything like that, but he was like in real true form. Mm-hmm. And but you know, I stopped seeing him, so I guess he got on.
Well, we don't they say that we all have lookalikes in the world?
Yes.
You know? I don't know
yes.
how many, but
yes.
there's a lot
yes.
of. You know, mostly everybody has someone have one more mm-hmm. than one person I think that looks like them, and so a doppelganger, mm-hmm. you know,
doppelganger.
Yeah, because I've seen people that yeah. I know, and then I say, oh, I thought that was that person.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, everything. It's weird because it's like the whole everything of that person that I
sure
knew.
Sure is.
A man.
It's exact.
And
same
it was like,
statue.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I know he's not even here in California, but then I saw him.
That's what I'm saying about my brother, man. I know my brother will pass over. Okay, you know, I just acknowledge it and let it go ahead.
Do you ever have yeah. smells where you smell something and you think of that person? You can smell
mm-hmm.
them,
yes.
their perfume
mm-hmm.
or their body
yes.
and stuff. You know,
yeah.
when you
I
can
know.
Smell that individual, they're
yeah.
thinking about you. Or if that person's
yeah.
name run across your mind, just out of the blue, out of nowhere, that's because that individual
mm-hmm.
is thinking about you as well. That
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean good, bad, or indifferent, but you're on their mind as well. So, yeah. So that's why you have, that's your essence, the scent, the smell of them, or either
mm-hmm.
their name come across your mind.
Does that
well,
go for spirit, too? Does that go for spirit as well? Like, does that go
yeah.
for, like, spirit as well? Like, have you ever walked in the room and you're like, that smells like someone I used to remember, that smell reminds you of that person?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I dream a lot about, I might have a dream about someone, and then all of a sudden I hear from them. Right.
Well, let me ask you ladies this. Do y'all believe in the Matrix?
I'm not sure.
I don't understand what the Matrix is.
Yeah.
But I think
yeah,
the Matrix is all the many different things that are out there, and I try not to let my mind let what's happening out there get the best of me. I try not to worry about it.
Can you believe that, you know, we see movies like The Matrix and all, they can step out of another world like any other world and step into the 3D? You all don't believe that?
Can I say that again, Sheha?
No.
I say, if they can step out of another galaxy or another world and... And you can see them here on 3D, in the 3D world. That's
I think
the Matrix.
I'd be in different dimensions all during the day.
Well,
now,
that's what it
that.
Is.
That.
That's
I don't know about
I
the
do.
Matrix, but I do believe
mm-hmm.
that there's so many dimensions, we can't even fathom all the different dimensions.
We're
like
3D,
4D, 5D, but there's so many dimensions. You know,
I can feel like I'm in a different dimension.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's all happening
mm-hmm.
now. Y'all understand the past, the present, and the future is all happening right now, here and now.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to know what's going on in the future, just ask your angels or ask the universe to show you what's in the future for the next 5 years or 6 years or a year from now.
They'll show you something.
You got to be specific. Show me where I'm going to be at or what I'm going to be doing in the next year. You know, you got to be specific. You can't leave the open-ended question because then they're not going to know how to answer you.
Well, let me tell you this. Regarding that question about this couple, this man and this woman had appeared before this man or guy or something, and he saw them. So to me, that's the Matrix, right? They had stepped from another universe. Right.
They were coming from another dimension. That's like
that's the Matrix. That's the Matrix, you know, because he saw them. They had stepped out of another dimension.
Okay, so the Matrix, what is the Matrix?
That's what the Matrix is. That's what the matrix is. We in 3D. But the matrix is that if someone stepped out of another universe, like this guy said he saw this man and this woman, but he only saw him for a moment, they had stepped out of another universe into 3D Earth. That's what the matrix is.
Oh, I believe that happens because we have time travelers. I believe that.
That's time travel.
Well, that's what the matrix is. I believe in time travel, but you're also in another dimension because you live there as well as here.
That's the movie title, right? The Matrix, but that you can travel from universe to universe and all that kind of thing. But can you do that like in a dream? Yes, you can.
Time travel can be like a dream, but you know what? Time travel has to be the right energetic connection with magnets and energy and frequency and all that. And you could go to sleep and wake up in the year 2090 or 3090 or something, you know. Yeah.
Yep.
You know,
because
that has happened to people where they waking up and maybe they laid down for a nap or something and they waking up and they're in a house, but they're not in their house. They're in something totally different, you know, 50 years from now, 100 years from now. So that does happen.
There's got to be energetic
and magnetic things going on all around you and the frequency for that to happen. And then that's an oddity. You know, that's not manufactured by man, which man has been,
you know,
man has manufactured that where he can time travel. They've been doing that since the 50s.
Yeah. They just renamed it the Matrix. That's all. When they step out of, like the Twilight Zone used to do, they would step from one universe to the next. That's all it is. They just renamed it to the Matrix.
Oh, okay.
Is that true that, like, I know this is random, but is that true that everyone has, like, a twin in the world?
Yes.
Like a duplicate of themselves?
Yeah.
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 Yes. That's true. If you don't have one already out there, they're going to make you one, okay? They'll make you one. They can manufacture those.
Yes, you have a human twin, and you probably might have a clone for all you know. Who knows? Because there's a lot of clones running around now, too.
It sure is.
How do you tell the difference?
I'm sorry?
I wonder, I thought that was the difference. I don't know.
Were you asking a question about the clones or something, Jessica? I didn't understand.
I was asking, how do you tell the difference between a clone and a human?
Oh, Christina.
Yeah.
You know, that's really hard. That's really hard, Christina. Why is because they say it takes about 6 months to a year to make a really good clone, because Biden is supposed to be your third clone now. Biden's been gone. He's on his third clone, and they say because he's not getting enough of what he should be getting, and that's why he acts so kind of airheadish. Clones don't have a soul, but somehow they have figured out how to hold the soul in receptacles. That I'm not sure about, and I'm still not clear about that, and that's kind of hard for me to believe because the soul is something that never dies, but supposedly they're able to capture souls because clones don't have souls.
Right.
You know, so how do they put a soul in there? I mean, I don't understand that. How can they put somebody else's soul in there with a soul? And how do you capture a soul? I don't understand that either. So I need more information about that. But, no, it's hard, Christina, to find the difference between a clone and a human. It is. Because they've got it down so good, they've even got tattoos on these clones now that looks just like the other person. So you can't tell the difference. They say a lot of people in Hollywood are clones. They're not the real people. They've left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're either on other planets or in Antarctica, but they're not here.
Clones don't last very long either, do they?
No, I think they're only good for 2 or 3 years right now. For with the technology that we have, they're only good for maybe 3 years tops.
3 years time.
Yeah. I mean, it could be longer because we have a lot of alien technology down here now, but yeah, there's a lot of clones running around now. A lot of clones. Yeah. And I guess really would move if you were to annihilate them. You know, I guess if you're annihilating, see their blood is not blood. There's wires and a bunch of other stuff all in there mixed with stuff that looks like flesh. So, no, that's not the only thing. No. Or
okay,
the memory, too. I mean, they make them look good. Some things they may not know. Well, you and that person.
I wonder, like, is that, do they become, like if you're, when you were talking about how do they capture a soul, I thought about ghosts. Is that what that is? Like, when those creatures and all those priests and all that stuff come in, and then they're like, oh, you know, I want you to step into the light, or they got rid of an entity. Is that how they capture them, too, in a certain way?
I don't know. I wouldn't say the spiritual world, because you know what? They have clones on other planets as well. It's not just here on planet Earth. They have clones all over, different types of clones. Now, do those clones have souls? I don't know. I really don't know. I couldn't tell you. But, you know, there's clones all over. That's that AI. I'm going to tell you, clones is part of that AI bullshit that's going on right now. I don't like AI. It scares me. It's good in one way, but they're taking their technology. It's so great now because we're in that age of fast food. I call it fast food age or happy meal age. That they're not really taking the time. You know, they want everything to happen now, right now.
Instant gratification. Yeah. Well, you all know that's what Hollywood is saying, that they're going to start picketing that. They're going to start a strike because they're taking this AI stuff too far. They are implementing their voices and their images all over the place, and they're not getting paid for it. They're about to go on strike for that.
Oh, the actors? Wow. You mean the actors are? The actors and the actresses? You're
yes,
not talking about the screenwriters, because
I
know they just came off a strike. So
no,
who are you talking about, the
no,
actors?
We're talking about the actors. They had that on the news today, that they are doing too much with this AI, and they are not getting a pay for it.
Oh, well, I can definitely believe that. I can definitely believe that.
James,
I got to tell y'all something funny.
On the picket line?
I got to tell y'all something funny. Do any of y'all, I don't know if you do, Jessica J, but the rest of you, you've heard about Bohemian Grove, where the elite and the oligarch meet once a year, and the presidents and the heads of the country. It's in California.
Yeah.
It's called Bohemian Grove. Real private, real protected. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they just had it in the news the other day. I swear, I couldn't stop laughing. The workers at Bohemian Grove, now, you know, this is a very, very secret place. They want to strike because they said they need more wages. They want to go on strike because they said they're not getting paid enough. And I thought, do you know who you people are dealing with? Judges, presidents, heads of countries? They could bury you. You better take your little pay and find you another job when they ain't having their little meetings down there. Find you another job. You know, ain't that enough? You know how they tell you need to pick your battles?
Indeed.
Yeah. You know, pick your battles. Everything is not a battle in your life. Well, that's one they need to stop. Because Bohemian Grove has too many. It's like DeSantis going up against Disney. Disney is a multi-billion dollar complex. Okay? You'll never win.
Yeah.
You will never, ever win.
Yes,
sneak up
true.
On you. You think you're on vacation, they didn't put something in your drink.
I'm telling you.
Tell the truth. I know it.
Miss Wilhelmina, really were you on the show when I told about the 2 men in black came to visit me? I got too deep in some shit.
Yeah,
I hadn't. That's one reason, too. I haven't did a lot on my blog news because I got too deep in some real deep space. elite and oligarch shit and what was going on and COVID-19 and all that. Next thing I knew, shoot, I had two visitors. I said, ain't this one at the door and one downstairs? I was like, okay. I'm getting out there. Y'all ain't about to make me come up missing.
Ladies, I was scared for her. She told me about that, and I said, "Lenny, shit."
that should be scary.
That was scary. You probably have a more powerful than they are.
I can get pretty deep because I had brought in one of the this guy William Tompkins from years ago that worked with NASA. And he also worked with a lot of aliens culture, different alien cultures to understand things. Well, I had brought him in and channeled him and asked some questions, and next thing I know, I was getting visitations.
Yeah, I was like, okay,
but I'm going to channel him again because you know what? I ain't never scared. I got God.
That's the truth, lady. She ain't scared at all.
Hello. I'm gonna do it again.
You should.
There's some more questions.
Then it'll be scared the hell out of me at all. Like, you know, girl, but she ain't afraid of nothing, y'all. Linus is not afraid of any energy. Oh, my goodness.
No. I done had aliens come in my bedroom. Didn't scare me. I even, facilitated alien meeting up on, where were we at? Were we at Mars? No, we were on the moon. But I facilitated an alien meeting with all kind of beings. I mean, if I were to draw, if I were to draw pictures, you'd be like, oh, no, God. But you know what? A lot of them look like us. They do. They just have different faces, different body types.
Yeah.
But they got two different genitalia. But other than that, they look like us. You know, there is a few differences. Even the reptilians that they talk about. Reptilians, some have tails, they all got tails. All reptiles, all of them have tails. But they got two arms and two legs. And they have different organs. Have skin, of course, nothing like ours.
Well, I don't want no aliens visiting me because I will be scared.
I'm telling y'all. Linda's scared of nothing. She ain't scared of nothing. Be scaring me to death.
Do they hurt people? I wonder if aliens, like, I always thought about that. Like, if those people, like, who claim that the aliens came in their backyard, like, what if a person actually tried to, like, get curious and was like, oh, let me see if I could touch one? Or is that a dangerous situation?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't have walked. I would have just stood there on the porch and said, you look like you're lost. Do you need some help? You know, is there something I can do?
No,
I wouldn't have walked up on them. Because it was, I looked at that video, Jessica, and they were lost. Somehow, I think what happened, that couple did something. I don't know what they did on their home planet, but they did something. And they got pissed, dropped them off on Earth out of nowhere. Right? They didn't know. Them two aliens didn't know where they were at. Dropped them off out of nowhere, naked and homeless like Adam and Eve. And then they sent somebody to come back and pick them up. I guess they figured that the lesson was learned. Okay, and they came back and picked them up. But because that guy took a video of them and knew, I'd have just said, you know, you look like you lost. Do you need some help? Is there anything I could do? But no, I ain't going to run up on them because you don't know what kind of powers they got, number one. They're way advanced past us, so, you know, you won't be silly.
So, like, they can
read their mind, can't they?
I'm sorry?
Like, can they abduct people?
Can they bother people?
No, like, abduct people. You know how they have those movies where they're like, oh, the aliens took the person and they brought the light and they sucked them up into this little machine or whatever, the little spaceship.
Quit watching television sci-fi. Some of it is true. If you want to watch something about sci-fi, I'd say go to Journey to Truth on YouTube. That's a good program with, what's the boy's name? Taylor and Aaron. Aaron and Tyler, excuse me, Aaron and Tyler, Journey to Truth, so that's pretty good. But, yeah, some of those things have happened, and that was because they blindsided Eisenhower back in the day when they made this contract with these aliens. So part of the contract was you were going to give up so many humans.
Hello.
Millions. They said 1,000, but that was a lie. Millions of humans. As well as they came back and got animals and carnage on animals, you know, where they can't find the blood in the animals or their testicles are gone or blah, 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 you know, on the cows and the pigs. So, yeah, but now it's stopped. Finally, the Galactic Federation stopped that shit because it was like, no, you can't be, you know, and it's not just the planet Earth. They take stuff from other planets, not stuff, but beings from other planets as well. And it's different factions. It's not the reptilians, so I want you to get your mind off of them. It's not them. It's different factions of aliens up there. So, but they've stopped that.
Wow.
But it was strong for one while. They were taking abductees, taking the animals, and just doing treacherous stuff. But that goes all the way back to Eisenhower. So, you know, but finally it changed. It no more. They can't do that no more.
And I think you said, I think Christina, right, you said if they read minds.
Sure, they can read your mind. Remember, they're way advanced us. They are. We have very advanced technology. Why they don't want to let the humans above surfaces know, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But those beings can come from another planet here. That tells you right there how advanced they are. You don't need to know anything
wow.
else. I can't get in my car and go to Jupiter.
They're
very advanced. They can read your mind, probably tell you what to think or whatever else. You know, you just have to be strong enough to say, that don't work here. Stop. We ain't doing no mind control. Don't be trying to make me think something. And that has happened to me. I could be having a prayer with God and the angels and the miracles. I mean, I'd be in deep prayer praying for people. And all of a sudden, I get this crazy-ass thought. And I was like, excuse me, I don't know who's here, but you better get the hell up out of here. Excuse me, God, and everybody, excuse me. You better get the hell up out of here. You see, I'm trying to pray and help people. What are you doing? You know, I'm
right.
telling you better F off. I'm not the one today. And then I'll say, excuse me, I'm back, God. And I go back to praying. You know, God know I'm crazy. He look over me. He know I got a good heart. I just be crazy in my mind sometimes. But right is right. Don't be messing with me when I'm praying. You better leave me alone.
Don't want to raise that vibration.
That's true. I agree. But I
know sometimes. I know sometimes, Lennis, when I'm listening to your videos, and I look in your eyes, when you, especially with your hodgepodge, and I look in your eyes, hey, Lennis, how you doing?
All right. Yeah, I just put up a bunch of shorts, y'all, so you have to check it out. I put a bunch of shorts up, and the one that I got the most hits on, believe it or not, is Happy Birthday Cancer. I got 684 hits on there.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a nice one. I went in there.
Oh, and I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going to have to start the music. They just, you don't hear it, but I hear it. She told me I got
love
it.
I hear
love
it.
Say whatever you want to say and say goodbye,
you,
and the music is going to start.
Well,
bye,
right, everyone. Have a good day. 4th of July.
4th of July.
See you Tuesday.
Yes, everybody. Have a good 4th of July. Love you, Sheeha, Deborah, Miss Wilhelmina, Jessica, Christina. Thank you so much for being
love
here.
You
know, I appreciate y'all, and I love you dearly. And
oh, too,
please
Lindsay.
Have a happy 4th. I'm going to try and grab me a hot link somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
It's already getting hot in here.
Oh, yeah. A hot link and some potato salad.
I'll see you guys soon. We have hamburgers.
I hear you. Y'all take care, and I love you now.
Okay,
I love
you guys. Love everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
the bottles.